Good morning, everyone. Thank you so very much for the privilege of visiting with you and studying with you from the scripture on this occasion. It's just a 2-minute program, but it furnishes to you verses of scripture that I wish for you to write down and to consider the context of those verses and the teaching that is given by God to those particular verses. Today in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 17, we read the following. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of your mind, but having their understanding darkened and being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, whom being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness and greediness. The Bible teaches us plainly that these people could make a change, and by the teaching that is given to them, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 20, is the idea of Christ Jesus coming into their lives and being a part of their way. He talks about the prayer for spiritual wisdom in Ephesians chapter 1, and down at verse 15, therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Paul encourages them to be people of prayer. As he prayed for them, he encourages them to be people of prayer for themselves. And as they do that, Christ Jesus is the head of the church, and he is the Lord of all of us. Thank you for considering this text. God bless you in every way. This is Robert Rawson for the Crockett Church of Christ. Sundays, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 p.m.